This is the Mosh Pit Backstage podcast for punk, metal, and rock interviews and segments.
I had a chat to Jeremy and Paul from Melbourne metalcore band Evolution of Self to talk about all things music, touring, and John Farnham. So you released your debut self-titled EP about mid to late last year?
August, I think it was.
Yeah. And that gained a bit of attention. It made it to number 4 on the Australian iTunes Metal Chart.
Mm.
When you were writing that, did you think it would get that popular?
Well, we only printed, what, 100 copies, I think?
Yeah, we only physically made 100. We're down to, I think, a handful.
No, we're gone.
Oh, we're all gone. We're empty of that. Forget that one.
So we were lucky enough to, I guess, get a lot of friends get onto it as soon as it released and shared it. And I think just because of the momentum that everyone sort of gave us, it sort of started to initially get into the charts, which was surprising enough as it was.
Mm.
And then we just pretty much told everyone and everyone we knew.
Every cat and dog, basically.
Just to sort of get on and have a listen, and got good feedback, and it just sort of kept climbing. I was actually in the movies, and I came out, and I'm like, holy crap, like just reading all these messages, like, we're in the tunes, iTunes charts at this number, and I'm like, oh my God. And then by the time I got home, we got to the top 10, I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, and we had people that were like, not even metalheads, getting it off iTunes or Bandcamp, and then going, I don't even like heavy metal, but I love this EP, and that's when you go, okay.
What's the experience been like since releasing the EP? Have you played quite a bit of shows and toured a bit, or are you still
A lot of it is still, I mean, we've got a very DIY mentality, which I think you need in this industry. We are playing a lot of shows, but a lot of it is off our back, which isn't a bad thing, but hopefully we're getting to a point where the momentum and the attention is going to, hopefully someone comes along and says, oi, we'll help you out. Help you get some shows.
As far as touring, I mean, we've only just started broadening our horizons, I guess, at this stage.
Yeah, regional shows.
So, yeah, a few regional stuff, but we'll hopefully get some stuff planned.
I definitely think the music video that we're about to release will also probably help us get a bit of a notice.
It's a fun one.
It's so a bit different.
Is that for your for Dark Waters off the EP?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we filmed that 3 weeks ago, I think.
Start of Feb.
We did a pool party video clip.
We just wanted like lighthearted, fun, nothing too serious, just
different.
My biggest thing is like, let's make something that's fun to watch, so at least, you know, you're entertained by watching it, even if it makes no sense or it's a bit ridiculous or whatever. It's like, at least
you entertain someone. That's
one of our close mates in a bikini. But I mean, I think the thing was, a lot of video clips nowadays are very serious, which there's not a problem with that. It is a serious song, but you know, we wanted to have a fun day, as Paul said. So it literally was. And it was a big day, but, you know, the end result was going to pay off.
The EP has been out for about 6 months now.
Yes.
Have you been writing new material since then, or are you planning on doing that soon?
We've probably got about 8 songs already written.
Yeah.
Something like that. We've sort of been working on a few slowly together, and Tim has been writing a whole lot.
The dude's a machine, the way he writes our tunes.
Constantly spit out tracks that we've got to try and learn and keep up with, but which has been good because a lot of good new ideas and trying to push a few different areas, which has been good.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely heaps of stuff writing.
Do you all have a say in the writing process, or is it solely one or two people?
Initially, say for our EP, myself and Dean, the drummer, we used to play in a band together. Originally, so we kind of had a bit of chemistry writing, and I'm not super tech savvy, not at all actually, so pretty much me and him would write in a jam room, just, you know, throwing ideas at each other and stuff like that, where Tim is a lot more, I guess, he likes to,
well, he's got the equipment,
he pieces stuff together, and he'll send us full songs.
And it's then left to everyone to, I mean, he writes the spine of the song basically, and then brings it to everyone and says, there it is, and then we can make tweaks to it.
Mm.
I mean, personally, I don't do much because I'm just the idiot with the microphone, so I sit and wait. I'll wait till everyone's done, and then it's like, okay, Jeremy's turn.
So, it's a pretty different sort of way between some of us, but I think it kind of helps us because we get different kind of, I guess, different styled songs and different sort of feels or, I guess, vibes from different songs. So it's not always like you're expecting the same thing or whatever. It's,
which shows on the EP. I mean, you've got some very hardcore driven songs, and then you've got some very cliche metalcore songs, and then you've got, you know, a radio-friendly song as well. So
bit of everything.
Yeah.
Do you plan on releasing another EP kind of this year, maybe mid
album?
We're going to go straight for the long release, we'll definitely go for an album, I think.
But there's something also we've got in the works where we've got some ideas floating around now with some other local and regional bands in Victoria where we're looking at doing a bit of a split EP, split album. Cool. So probably about 2 tracks each from each band. So something just to fill in the time before we release the albums.
Also, you recorded a cover of John Farnham's Pressure Down. Yeah. So you were saying before that you play this song a lot live, but you wanted to actually record it. But why this song?
I think when it came to, I mean, as a starting out band, everyone always puts a cover in their set. And I think a lot of people, it's traditional that you'll do a Killswitch cover or you'll do a Parkway cover. We just wanted to do something a little bit different and threw around a few classic artists. And as Paul said, it was like, well, everyone loves Farnsey, so let's do Farnsey.
For
sure. So I think the only thing is that when we play it live, a lot of people, when we say we're playing a Farnsey song, they expect You're the Voice. But once we get going into Pressure Down, they know what it is.
Well, we'll have to play the John Farnham cover later tonight on the show. Where can everyone check out your music and your upcoming shows?
Social media, pretty much. The standard, I mean, we're on Facebook, Instagram. We are on Twitter.
We have a website.
We do have a website that Paul got up and running. Evolution of Self on Facebook, Evolution of Self Band on Instagram, and Evo of Self Band on Twitter.
Thanks for listening to the Moshpit Backstage Podcast. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and Omni. To find out more about the show, go to www.syn.org.au/moshpit. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/moshpitonsin and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at moshpitsin. The regular Moshpit radio show broadcasts punk, rock and metal tunes and interviews every Thursday nights on Sin 9.7 on FM and digital radios. Listeners outside of Melbourne, Australia can stream Sin 9.7 online at www.syn.org.au. Thanks to Vintage Ruin for the music.
Hi, this is Tomato from Flash Gun Apocalypse.
Hi, I'm Enid from Girls School.
I am Phoebe Pinnock from Heaven the Axe.
Hey, this is Gary Olney of the Misfits.
Hey, this is Kat Sproul from Horizon's Edge, and you're listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin FM.
Hi, this is Aina from Leopard.
Hi, I'm Virginia Lilly from the band Lily.
This is Raul from 1449.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ali from Uberhead.
Hey everybody, this is Charlie Benante with Anthrax, and you are listening to the Mosh Pit on Sin.